The meeting went very well. It took place in government buildings. The Taoiseach was present, the Minister was present, Minister Hayden, and Minister for State Dooley. So it was a great engagement. It was an opportunity for industry to meet with the Taoiseach. It was also an opportunity because representatives were there from across the island. There was 11 representatives of the fishing industry from both offshore and inshore. So it was a very substantive meeting and it was well attended.
And now this meeting is coming ahead of an EU Council meeting that's due up shortly. Was there any commitments made going into that meeting?
Well, it's very important that we meet this week because December Council happens at the end of next week from the 11th to the 12th, at which decisions will be made. We exchange views as to what the priorities are, particularly in relation to the significant cuts where we're losing up to 54,000 tonnes of quota next year. This was discussed in detail, the potential employment issues or job losses resulting from that. And we identified that the Hague preferences, which we've had for the last 20 to 30 years, need to be invoked to try and cushion the impacts of these losses.
And now, looking forward, the Hague preferences to be invoked is going to be a challenge. I suppose, how confident are you in that it will be invoked?
Well, certainly there's going to be every intention to invoke them. They are going to be challenging. For the first time ever, we have resistance from a number of member states to the invoking of the preferences because the cushion that we will receive under those preferences will affect the other member states in that they have to transfer quota to us. As a result of this, it's an uphill struggle, but at least we are aligned in terms of our objectives between ourselves and the department and the Taoiseach himself on a cross-party basis.
And in the case that the Hague preference doesn't go ahead, I suppose, what will be the plan of action then?
Well, we've clearly outlined what the challenges are. We've clearly described the impacts of the quota cuts. We've clearly shown the impacts or the mitigation of that by invoking the Hague preferences. There is still a compelling need for restructuring of the fleet, for example, to make it more effective in terms of consolidation of effort. There's really also a push to look at a financial framework for the entire value chain from catching to processing to onshore facilities. These were discussed in some detail and this is something that we have to come back to again.